All right, we're bringing Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores. Joseph? And on the topic of closing games, Joe, that's something Vanderbilt has done very well through 3 weeks of the season.
There's no question. It's been one of the things that's really stood out, that I think a combination of conditioning and execution has really played a great role in fourth quarters. When you see a team put together a long drive to score, or a defense shut down the opposing offense, you know, they've run off, you know, unanswered points against South Carolina, 21 unanswered against
the
second half.
The stat is they've outscored opponents 45-10 in the second half.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive, and that shows a great combination. It's both sides of the ball, and let's not forget the special teams aspect of a DJ Moore punt return, or a Brett Upson, you know, pinning guys inside the 5 yard line. It's just or Heinfeld drilling a 48-yarder. All those things are just coming together, and as you guys know, and Frank, you know very well, once you've done it once or twice, you begin to get the confidence that you can do it all the time, and I believe that's the way these guys feel.
Did you see ESPN.com, Mark Schlabach had Vanderbilt against Maryland in the Music City Bowl?
No, really?
His bowl projections.
Well, we're a long ways away from that, but it's nice. I think if you're a Vanderbilt fan, it's nice to see them mentioned, you know, in the receiving votes and people talking about a ranking, and it's nice to see, you know, them being projected in bowls. That's where you want to be. You want to be in the conversation, but you know, that's stuff for the fans. I guarantee you the players aren't paying a whole lot of attention to that.
Joe, you look at this from purely a matchup standpoint. Yep. Vanderbilt obviously a predominantly ground-oriented team right now offensively.
Yeah.
And Ole Miss is dead last in the SEC in rush defense, but they get Perry Ejiri and Ted Laurent. They're two big run-stuffing defensive tackles back this week. So, again, that stat might be a little misleading.
Yeah, this could be an interesting matchup, and you would think probably one that will be relatively conservative in approach, that – you know, both these teams are probably going to try to grind it out a bit on the ground, and Vanderbilt's had success with that. Ole Miss has had some success at moving the football on the ground. They sort of mix it up with Eason and Bolden and Davis, and they share the carries, and they've been pretty productive in that regard. So I would imagine that they'll be the first team to really sort of line it up and try to run it successfully and continuously against Vanderbilt that they've seen this year, and we'll see how this group responds. I know the guys, you know, you've had to, when you played the Miamis and the Rices, it was a 5 defensive back and 6 defensive back set almost all the time. That's not going to be the case in this game coming up Saturday.
And Joe, you get the feeling some of the defensive linemen for Vanderbilt are kind of looking forward to that opportunity to kind of stack up and see how they do against power football.
Probably so. You know, I they've heard it. I think at the beginning of the year, people were talking about, well, yes, their defense is quick and they've got some good defensive backs, but can they stop the run? You know, can they just line up and shut somebody down? And I think that's kind of been in the back of their minds, that they need to prove that. That's the next hurdle for them to clear. And so that's going to be a big motivation for them.
And Joe, the other interesting element to that offense, Kevin always laughs when I bring this up, with the Wild Rebel, they got Dexter McCluster, you know, a wide receiver that they'll line up sort of the way Houston Nutt did at Arkansas with Darren McFadden. So that's another element to their offense that's going to be interesting to watch.
It will. I think there is another point or two probably that needs to be made as well, is that there are probably a couple of things that we haven't seen out of Vanderbilt's offense yet. You know, I don't think that they've gone all the way to the back.
Are they going
to
call it like the Wild Commodore, the Crazy Commodore? What are they going to call it, Kevin?
It's going to be the Captain's Quarters.
The Captain.
Oh, there you go. There you go. We'll see. But I think there are a few pages left in the playbook that Ted Kaine has not used yet.
The Bobby Gun. Also, the women's basketball schedule is out for the 08-09 season.
It is, and another typical impressive schedule for them, and it's going to be a challenge with a team that's going to have, I think, a lot of expectation. You know, you're going to have, you know, Christina Worth, who's going to be, you know, projected as a you know, player of the year candidate, not only in the conference but nationally. You're also going to have that mix in of playing a lot of the local area teams, playing Western Kentucky again, playing Tennessee State, or Tennessee State playing there, UT Martin playing there. So it has that combination. But boy, when you get to the conference play, you know, you look on those lists in Tennessee and LSU and Georgia, and it's just another typical rough run through the conference.
Joe, thanks as always. Talk to you tomorrow.
See you guys.